This is an executive summary of the 7 Deadly Sins, DST Trustee Restrictions, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Investors new to Delaware statutory trusts often hear about the 7 Deadly Sins, a memorable nickname for the 7 things a DST trustee is forbidden from doing. These restrictions come from IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86. The ruling that lets a fractional beneficial interest in a DST qualify as like-kind real property for a 1031 exchange. The restrictions exist for one reason: to keep the trust passive enough that the IRS treats each investor as owning a direct interest in real estate rather than a security in an active business. The trustee cannot take new capital, renegotiate the loan, reinvest sale proceeds, make more than minor improvements, reinvest idle cash beyond short-term obligations, distribute more than current net cash flow, or renegotiate or enter new leases. In exchange for accepting these limits, investors get 1031 eligibility, but the limits are real, especially in distress, where a normal owner might refinance or raise capital. This guide explains why the restrictions exist, walks through each one, covers the master lease and springing LLC that work around them, and shows how the rules affect returns and risk. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.